Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagigo Daf Tesvov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Hei in the top of Amud Aleph. The Masechta now shifts to Nyonei Tumo V'Tahara. And one thing to remember as we go into the Sugyo, that there are different levels of Tumo. The highest level of Tumo is a mace, who is Avi Avoisa Tumo, the father of fathers of Tumo. Whatever touches a mace is called Avatumo. And a similar level is a Sheretz Avatumo or a Nevelos Avatumo. Most sources of Tumo have a din of Avatumo, the father of Tumo. Whatever touches that is one level less, called Rishon Latumo. Whatever touches that gets the Sheni Latumo. By Chulin, that's all we have. Once something became Sheni Latumo, there's no more Tumas below that. It's the lowest level of Tumo possible. But in Legabe, other things, we have another level of Tumo. So for Trumo, we have another level of Tumo called Shlishi Tumo. For Kachim, we have another level of Tumo called Revi'i Latumo. And the reason behind it is Rabbanan gave the Trumo a higher level of Kedusha. You have to be more careful with it. And for Kachim, even another level of Kedusha. So with this, let's start the Mishnah. Noitlim le'adayim le'chulin ule'maiser ve'le'trumo. In order to eat any chulin, or maiser or trumo, one has to wash his hands. Why is that so? Because Rabbanan gave a level of tumor for yadayim. Hands of a person, even though he doesn't know, is not aware that he touched anything, with choshesh, maybe he did touch something tameh, as we'll see in the Gemara, and therefore they have a level of shnias latumo, and you have to wash them to take away the tumor. So we wash the hands for chulin, for maiser, and for trumo, ule koidish matbilin. For koidish, it's not enough to wash the hands. You have to do tefillah, which means to dip the hands into a mikvah or a river. Ulechatos, chatos is regarding the mechatos that we're dealing with parah adumah. So that's a whole new level of kedusha. And yitmu yodov litzbah gufoy. There, if his hands become tameh, his whole body is tameh, he has to go to the mikvah and immerse himself in the mikvah. So the Gemara of Yesh Yadayim Lecholim. Is there such a thing as Yadayim Lecholim? As we mentioned in the preview, by chulin, the lowest level of tumo is sheni l'tumo. The hands have a level of sheni l'tumo. So what is the issue? If they touch chulin, they cannot make it more tame because there's no such thing as a shlish l'tumo, a third degree tumo by chulin. Says the Gemara, so for our Mishnah, is Elakeb Shimon Lazar, the Shimon Lazar, yesh yadayim l'chulin. He holds there is such a situation where yadayim l'chulin will cause tumo because he holds that sometimes yadayim will become Rishon L'tumo, not Sheni L'tumo. So immediately they could cause Chulin to be Tome. Says the Gemara, no, Divrei HaKoli, everybody will agree to this, even Rabbanan the hold, that Yadayim are Shneers, or you have Sheni L'tumo, and not Rishon L'tumo, Kedei Sheye Bodol Min HaTrumo. In order to make sure that a person doesn't touch Trumo with his hands that are Stam Yadayim, so we say don't touch Chulin. In other words, don't touch any food when your hands are Sothek Tome, or you have a Din Tumo of the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara goes to bring us from Shimon and Lozor, says the Gemara. Time Shimon Lozor, Mishur Meir. Shimon Lozor said, "Name your Meir." Hayadayim tchilo lechulin. Sometimes the hands are tchilo, and they will make tchulin tome. Veshniyos the trumo, and for trumo they're sheni, meaning regular day yadayim are shniyos, and they make tumo by trumo. Says the Gemara, "Mam Shimon Lozor, Rabbi Kiva." Who Shimon Lozor goes in the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. The Tani and Tabon we learn over there. Hamnachlis yodov lebaisa minugo yodov tchilo di Rabbi Kiva. If someone puts his hands into a house which has tsaras in it, what is the din of the hands? So really, he did not go into the house because bia b'miktsas lo yishma bio. Just entering the hands into the house is not considered to be going to the house. But it's a din derabbanon, they were goyzer, that his hands have a din of tumo. Which level of tumo Rabbanon gave? Rabbi Kiva said they made it rishon l'tumo. They made it a higher level, a first degree tumo. And immediately, if it touches chul, he makes a tameh. According to Chachomim, his hands have a din of a second degree tumo, not a first degree, and they don't have a problem with touching chulin. So the churo is Rishim and Lozo holding like Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara, no. Kerabonani. Really, our Mishnah can be like Rabbanon. Now, tomon, my taimon. There, what's the reason? The word doesn't explain it, but it means there, the Chachomim felt that making him sheni l'tumo, that's good enough. We don't need to do more than that. But here we say his hands have a level of sheni l'tumo, so he's not going to touch trumo. The same gzeir we mentioned before. So Rabbanan did not see a reason to make that yadayim rishon l'tumo even a baisa menuga. Says the Gemara, the whole reason of Yadayim, they're Tameh, because maybe you touch a drink, a water, liquid, which is Rishu L'Tumah. But the din is, that anything who touches a mashke becomes itself also Rishu L'Tumah. So if the chashash is they touch a mashke, they themselves should become Rishu L'Tumah. V'yutchilo, they should be Rishu L'Tumah. Why are they only Shein L'Tumah? So the answer is, Kal V'Chomer. Mind Tvul Yoyim Shu Dvar Torah. Tvul Yoyim means someone who went to the mikvah, but he has to wait for the evening in order to be fully Torah. So mina Torah, he has a din that he is somewhat Tameh. So the din by Tvul Yoyim is, Einoi Ela Poisel. A Tvul Yoyim has a din, he only makes Truma Apostle. I mean, he has a din like a Sheini L'Tumah. Yadayim Shem Divrayim, Yadayim, it's only Zer D'Rabbanon, L'Koshikin, that should not have a higher level of Tumah. Going back to what we said before, the only reason it said the Yadayim have a problem with Tumo is in order for him not to touch Tumo. So it's enough to say that his hands have a din of a Sheini L'Tumo, so he won't touch Tumo because Tumo becomes Tumo when it touches Sheini, because you have by Tumo a third degree Tumo. So there's no need to make the Yadayim more Tumo, it's only in things Zera D'Rabbanan. So the one says two different reasons why the hands have a din of Sheini, not a din of Rishon. Continues the Gemara, Talmud Tanino, we have a Mishnah that says that Truma and Bikurim, Truma and Bikurim have the same din, the what? Chavim alehem miso v'choymish. If someone eats it, b'mezid is chayim miso. If it's b'shoigi, he did it by mistake, he has to pay them plus a 25% penalty. V'asurim l'zorim, only a koyin can eat it. V'em nichse koyin, it belongs to the koyin, can use it to be mekadish ha'isho. V'oilim b'echod umeo, if it gets mixed up in a ta'arivis, so then you need 100 to vatal it. In order to cancel it and something else, you have to have 100 keneged. You have to wash your hands for it. You have to wait for the evening after one went to the mikvah. This applies to true and bikurim, but not to meiser. Meaning meiser has a din that belongs to the Yisrael, so there's no miso in choymish over there. It's not also lezorim. And it's not a moment of anyone. Nobody can use meiser for kiddushim. And it does regular bitul beroiv. And it does not require to wash one's hands to eat it. So continues the Gemara after Zohar Mud Beis. Tamon et Almor. There we say, Eina Maiser, Torah Mechitzah. Meaning this Mishnah we just quoted says you don't have to wash your hands for Maiser. Ve'ocho Adam Amaiser, Torah Mechitzah. And by us in our Mishnah it says, you do have to wash your hands for Maiser. Answers the Gemara, Hendas Oma Maiser, Torah Mechitzah. The one who says that the Maiser does require Mechitzah like our Mishnah is Rabbanon. Hende atoma ena maestro tor mechitzah as Rameir. Meaning it's a machlekes Rabbanon Rameir. Which machlekes? The Tanya Tabon, we learn over there. Kol ta'un bias mayim midivrei soifrim. Meaning anything that requires tevila midirabbanon. Midirais, that's not tumo. But Rabbanon came in the Regoizer, there's 18 things that are listed in Masechet Shabbos. So the tumos the Rabbanon have a din of sheini l'tumo, second degree tumo. And therefore mitame es ha-koydish. It makes tumo koydish, because koydish can reach revihi. So here we're coming now to the Lashrenis that we'll see in, throughout the next few Dapim. What's the difference between between Tumo and Psul? Tumo is when something receives Tumo and is able to transfer Tumo over. Psul means it receives Tumo, but it is not able to transfer it over. So Kodesh has up to a Reviv Kodesh. It gets to the fourth degree of Tumo. If it touches Sheini, so it becomes Shlishi, and it can transfer the Tumo to another piece. So it's mitame. It becomes tome because it gets tuma and it transfers tuma. Upoisel is a truma. Truma has only up to third degree of tuma. So if truma touches sheni, it becomes shlishi. It doesn't transfer it on because there's no revi by truma. Since it only receives tuma, it doesn't transfer tuma. That's why it's called pasul, not tome. Umutor bechulin uvemaiser divramir. But these levels of tuma of the rabbanon doesn't disturb me, doesn't bother me regarding Chulin and Maiser, because Chulin and Maiser don't have the levels of Tumah, they don't get Tumah, Misheni L'Tumah, so if the Tumah D'Rabbanan is only Sheni, it doesn't transfer on to Chulin and Maiser. V'chachamim oisrim Maiser. Chachamim say, no, Maiser does get Tumah Misheni. Meaning Rabbanan, all there is a Shlishi, a third degree Tumah by Maiser. So in Melee, the Mishnah that says you have to wash your hands for Maiser is according to Rabbanan and not according to Rameir. Now, as Reb Chaim points out, the Gemara could have asked, yeah, but there it says you have to wash also for chulin. This works for Maaser, but not for chulin. But the Gemara asks another question. V'lo yishmiya, didn't we hear Domar Reb Shmuel, Reb Zehiro, Ma'u v'chachoy mo'isu v'maaser, nifsal gufo milechol v'maaser. Rabbanan never said that Sheini L'Tumah, if it touches Maaser, it makes it tome, because it's Shlishi L'Tumah. All Rabbanan said is that someone who's Sheini cannot eat Maaser. It's like Zehiro Rabbanan going achilo, not regarding nigia, regarding touching. And here we're talking here regarding touching it. We want to wash our hands for touching. Rabbanan all he said, Nifsal Gufi Milechu B'Maiser. So how are you going to explain the Mishnah? My kedon, so what are we going to do? So we could say a different answer based on our bottom. When it says you have to wash your hands for Maiser, talk about someone who wants to eat, so he has to wash his hands. And the Mishnah says you don't have to wash your hands for Maiser, but he only wants to touch, not to eat. So it's really like Rabbanon, that Maiser gets tumo only legabi achil, not legabi nigio. Says the word, that doesn't make sense. Why should he be michal between achil and nigio? Meaning, someone wants to eat, he wants to touch, it should be equal to each other. And if there's a problem by achila, it should be a problem by negiyah. And if it's not a problem by negiyah, it should not be a problem by achila. Because if I don't really have a shlishi l'tumah b'maaser, so what's the chilek between achila and negiyah? Elo mishum netil asrach. The only reason we say you have to wash is a gzeiro atu truma, as we said before. Meikar di maaser doesn't have to have wash, one doesn't have to wash his hands at all. But because by truma you have to wash, so the geysers of maaser also wash when you eat. Remember, not geyser, you have to wash when you touch. So they did only partial gzer, but not more. But it's not because they're be'etzer, there's a problem in shlish the tumor of maaser. Says the Gemara on this whole ma'alach we said till now, v'atanina truma, in our Mishnah, we're equating chuli maaser and truma. Say chuli maaser and truma need to wash their hands. Mashma, that we're talking about, they'll have all the same level. According to you, chuli maaser is only gzero, and truma is bidino. So the Gemara says, "V'chiyesh b'truma mishum netilas srach." You want to tell me truma is gzeiro? It's not gzeiro. And the Chur, we're equating chulin and ma'aser to truma. So the Gemara, "B'chulin shenasu al gav taras hakodesh." We're talking about chulin for someone who always eats kodesh. So when he eats kodesh, he's very careful with all the dini taharu of kodesh. So also the chulin that he eats, they're not kodesh, he treats in the same level. That's called chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, the same level of taharu of kodesh. You want to tell me that they're different than chulin? That they do require washing because they do have shlishi and reveal the tumor? But we know the shita of chachomim is that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh have the same level of regular chulin. So if so, why are we saying here differently? Says the Gemara, we can explain the Mishnah in two ways. Tipot or ikab shimon lazar or ikab lazar b'ab tzadik. Or ikab shimon lazar, the talim shimon lazar, yim shura meir, haidayim tchil chulin b'shtiyas l'truma. I mean, what we mentioned before, that sometimes the hands could be Rishon L'tumo. If they went to buy some indugo, they went to house of Tzaras, they get the level of Rishon L'tumo, so that's why here we say have to wash your hands in that case. Oy, kera blozo b'av tzadok, maybe it goes like blozo b'av tzadok, terin tamon b'lon there, chulin shenasu agav ha-koydish, harei yelik chulin. When chulin are done in the level of Taras ha-koydish, or someone who eats koydish, so they have the same level of chulin, that's where our button hold. A blozo b'av tzadok, harei yelik chulin, have a din of truma. Meaning they have two levels of tumo that transfer on, Rishon tumo and Shelon tumo transfers on, and they have one psul which is shlish the tumo. So chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, according to Blazar Tzolik, has a din of tumo. So the Gemara concludes our Mishnah that says you have to wash your hands for chulin and maaser is either talking about a case that be touched by some inugo, and we're going like the Mandama that says that's Rishon tumo. Or it's chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh and maisa shenasu al taras hakodesh that they do have a din of truma, that there's tumo, there's a third degree of tumo, and therefore they need to wash their hands not to create that third degree of tumo. Continues the Gemara and says, "Well, a kodesh matbilin for kodesh you have to do tevilo in a mikvah." Same we call ham de tanina matbilin by boim seyo on a kaimin. Whenever it says tevilo, it means 40 seyo like a mikvah. Same more about tanina noitel yodav lemigdosh tzorich revis. It says you have to have only revis, not a full mikvah. When you know the hands are tameh, then you have to put it into a mikvah. When you don't know the hands are tameh, so then revis is enough. Continues the word after Zayin and Mudalif. Both cases talk about yadayim tohiris. Or kan kan yadayim tameh. So both cases talk about yadayim tameh. Kan bekotche migdoshim kudoshim. Here we're talking in a regular kotchim. There you need to have a full mikvah. The kan mechulin shenasu al gav hakodesh. And when we say yeah, enough to have revis, we talk about chulin that was done on Taras HaKadosh that we mentioned before, that according to Ablazar Rab Tzadok, has a din of truma. But it's only a chumra to treat the chulin like Kodesh. So there is enough to be toivel the hands in a revis, and you don't need a full mikvah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigo Daf Tesvov.